Town of Bruton, regular meeting for October 11th, 2010, will come to order. Please turn off your signs, electronic devices. Mr. Andre, lead us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember O'Lynn.
Here.
Councilmember Bushrod. Councilmember Abear.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Hirschaw.
Present.
Attorney Haskett.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Mr. Don DeVille, our auditor, is here to present us with the annual audit for 2009-2010. Don?
Thank you, Mayor. Well, this is one of the few times I'm glad to say that I'm not the auditor for some of the river towns. But we don't have to worry about that here. And page four is my independent auditor's report. It's a good report. It's what the town wants to see, and the citizens also would like to see this report too. So it's a good report. Couple of pages back, page seven is the statement of net assets. It's our new way of showing the balance sheet. And we have the governmental funds, which is like the general fund. It has assets of $3.6 million. The business type activities is the sewer. It has almost $1.7 million, for a total of $5.3 million in assets. Our liabilities for the general fund are about $49,000. The sewer, $500,000, gives us a total of $586,000 in liabilities. The liabilities for the sewer are the bonds payable. The residual, which is the net assets, that's our assets minus our liabilities, for the general fund is $3.6 million. And the sewer, $1.1 million. So we have $4,700,000 in net assets total. The governmental, $3.6 million, shows good, strong financial position. The $1 million of the sewer fund, we have a deficit, which is the accumulated depreciation over time is what that represents. But we have the equipment and the sewer plant, 1.7, so that gives us that 1.5 residual. On the next page is the statement of activities, which is like the profit and loss. Our governmental expenditures were $1.6 million. The sewer was $200,000. Charges for services, about $400,000 for the general and $300,000 for the sewer. Then we had operating grants and capital grants. So it comes, and then sales tax of $1.1 million, franchise taxes of $100,000, investment earnings about $39,000, sale of some assets about $10,000. So it gave us a net change in net assets of $120,000 positive for the general fund. On the sewer, we lost $86,000, of which most of that is the depreciation. On the next page is the balance sheet for the general fund. We have $1.9 million in assets, $49,000 in liabilities, 1.8 in fund balances. So that's a strong financial position for the general fund. Then the next page is the reconciliation between the new way we do things and the old balance sheet. And there again, it's the capital assets and the depreciation, the difference between the two. On page 11 is the statement of revenues and expenditures and changes in fund balance. This is the profit and loss for the general fund. We had $1.7 million in revenue, $1.7 million in expenses, so we lost about $37,000. That's pretty good, considering what we had and we lost in sales tax last year. So, not bad at all. We sold some fixed assets for $10,000, so we really lost $26,000, so not as bad. Page 12 is the reconciliation, the $26,000 on the old way, the loss, to the $120,000 positive on the new way, and there again is the capital outlay and the depreciation. The statement of net assets of priority fund on 13, this is the sewer fund. We have 1.9 million in assets, 700,000 in liabilities, so our fund balance is 1.1. The next page is the profit and loss for the sewer, 230,000 in revenue, 289 in expenses. Then we had some interest income and interest expense on the bonds, so it gave us a loss of 86 for the sewer. And if you look on the under operating expenses, you'll see depreciation, the last item, 129,000. That's a non-cash item, and that's what's causing that 86,000. On the next page is the statement of cash flows for the sewer. And if you work your way about the third from the bottom of the middle part, you'll see the net asset increase or decrease. We lost about 4,000 in cash there. The rest of the notes, the financial statements, goes into more detail. And then on page 33, is the budget. You see we're over budgeted revenues about 38,000. We were favorably variance on the expenditures, 21,000 to the good. So overall we were 60,000 to the good on the budget. So we exceeded our revenues and kept our expenditures in check too. Next few pages are like insurance. And then the USDA wants some certain information put in the report. Do that. Page 37 is my report on internal controls and compliance with laws and regulations. And there were no material findings. That concludes the report. If there's any questions.
This format is the one that the Louisiana Legislative Auditor requests.
I downloaded that and start using that now.
Okay.
To keep abreast of all the changes that are constantly changing. Right. So I said, well, if I follow legislative auditors, I'm doing what they want.
And that's one reason why it looks different from what
Correct.
We're used to see.
Exactly.
If we're in compliance with what they want, right?
We are not in compliance, we just, I want to make sure.
Okay.
This is the easiest way to do that.
Something they can read. Anything, any other questions, comments, anybody? Well, Mr. Don, I say this every year, but I don't mean to not sound important, but we appreciate what you do. Besides the audit report, we appreciate what you do in helping us as the year goes on, keeping us between the ditches so we don't make a mistake as we're going along. We really appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And we need a motion to accept the audit.
Move.
Second, Mr. O'Lynn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. Ayes have it. Okay, continuing on, Cooper minutes of the regular meeting of September 13th. They're in your package. Are there any corrections or your motion?
Motion to accept.
Mr. Abair.
Second.
Second, Mr. Kershaw. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. Ayes have it. Public Works, this was not on, my apologies to the council, this was not on the agenda last week for the committee, but things moved fast and the project ended and we did a walk down. So what I'm going to do is take a little time to explain to you what's going on with this. And the first item is consider change order number one, a street overlay. You have it in your package and it's up here, it's a little hard to read, but I'm going to try to make it as simple as I can. These are the units, like this is asphalt, this is the base, and this is cold planing, this is what was bid, and this is the quantity, the unit price, and this is what the total is. When we bid it, it was 229,323. If you figure the quantities that we actually did, some of them were more and some of them were less. I forewarned you that there was a change order of like 6,200 coming. Actually, when we took credit for some of the things that were, the quantities were under what they should have been, or like we shortened one of the streets because it tied in the main street, it actually came in $2,354.40. So the new total is this total, $231,657.40. So what I'm basically saying is we need a motion, if it's agreeable, to approve change order number one in the amount of $2,354.40. Well, whatever it says, yeah. $2,334.40, that's right.
Okay.
And if I went too fast over it, basically what it meant, what boiled down is that we added some stuff and we took some stuff out, but the net was $2,300 than it should have been. When we start out.
If we divide it happy with the job.
We have, I'm going to get to that in a minute, but we have a punch list that's in your package.
Okay. I make the motion.
We're happy. We will be happy after those are done. So, right now, we're pretty much happy. Yeah, but no, this is only the change order right now.
I'll make the motion that we accept the change order.
Move on, Mr. Abraham.
$2,334.40.
All right. Mr. Abraham makes the motion.
Second.
Second, Mr. Olin. Any further discussion? Roll call vote.
Councilmember Olin.
Yes.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Abraham.
Yes.
Councilmember Kershaw.
Yes.
That's another good one. All right. The next item is consider substantial completion and final payment authorization for the street overlay. This piece of paper here is the same thing you just saw, except in a different form. This is the one that Roy provided to us, and it's authorizing substantial completion. The reason I'm asking you to do that tonight is because we don't have another meeting for another month, and they really need to get paid. The council members have a punch list in their package. We walk down every street and every patching job and all of them. We did them, me and Wayne and the contractor did it, and so we feel like the job is substantially complete, and we will not pay them until the punch list is done. So what I'm asking is substantial completion and final payment authorization, but I'm telling you that they won't be paid until the punch list is done. So if you have any questions or comments on that, I'll entertain. You're looking for it right now.
No.
I mean, did you see a problem? No,
seriously. No problem. No.
Because we want to know now, you know.
No.
We want to know before we pay them, because after you pay contracts, they're not real good at
your back out.
All right. Do I hear a motion?
Move.
Mr. Andre.
Second.
Mr. Kershaw. Roll call vote.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Ron Baxter. Councilmember Abraham.
Yes.
Councilmember Kershaw.
Yes.
Councilmember Olin.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is not on the on the agenda because we don't know what we're going to do yet. But there was on Orleans Quarters, when we went out there to walk down the patching job that they had done. Patching job needs a little bit of work. I mean, that's on the punch list. But right next to where we did the patching, there's another failure. Like, you know, it looks, it's failing. And so we asked them to provide us with a price to repair that. So there's a chance that next time we come in, I may want to add another change order to this contract before we completely close it out. We're not sure. We don't know what the price is going to be. If the price is too high, then we probably wouldn't tell them not to do it. We're not talking about a lot of money. Debbie, can you back that up one? The unit price for repair, what does that say?
$685.
It's $54 a square yard.
$54, yeah, right.
And I would say probably it's going to be like 20 square yards, some number like that. So we're not talking about a lot of money, but I don't want to ask you to make a change order until we're sure we want to do it. If they come in with some mobilization, demobilization, I don't know, we just tell them we don't want to do it. But I wasn't prepared to present it to the council tonight, so I'd rather we just, I just want to make you aware, and like I did, I sent you an email with the other one, I'll probably do the same thing and make sure that we're all on the same page before we do that. But we're not talking about a lot of money, I just don't want to close the contract out completely if they're going to be out here patching up a little place and they can patch ours up too, you know, so just making you aware of that.
When are they supposed to come and clean the rest of the street?
That's on the punch list.
I know that.
Oh, I don't know when they're going to clean. We didn't give them a time, they don't get paid until they do them. So I would say there's a motivation there to do that. All that stuff that's on the side, you know, we didn't get a time from them. But I'm sure it'll be, if we have 200,000 of their money, I'm pretty sure they'd be interested in getting it. So I don't expect it to be very long. But I don't know. Okay, that's all I have. Public Works, planning and zoning, nothing that I know of. Finance, nothing that I know of. Recreation, said trick or treat, October 31st, 5:30, 7:30 is with the parish and Anna Addison doing, so I guess we need a motion.
Move, we said trick or treat, 5:30, 7:30.
Second.
Ms. Andre, second, Mr. Olin, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say aye. Police committee recommend hiring 2 reserve officers.
It's going to be just one wasn't interested in more. The one I'm recommending has actually been on the reserve since 95. We just didn't have minutes during our current time, and Debbie doesn't know how they kept them back then. It's Trey Bird, I believe it is.
Full name.
This is Jimmy Reel's son-in-law. He got on the reserves.
We have that committee meeting.
Yeah, that's him. He got on the reserves way back when I did, a long time ago. He was in 95, and I was in 96. And when Debbie and I were going through everything, Trey does come out and participate still. So I'd like to include it in our minutes or my minutes or whoever's.
No, just
and make a recommendation that we.
Is he the only one you got that is not in the minutes and that you have an insurance issue?
Timmy Collins is the second one, but he's not interested anymore. But Trey is the only one that we know of. And I'd like to recommend hiring Trey as a reserve officer.
Any questions, comments?
So let me ask you this the other way, I guess, as well. Is there anybody that we use as a reserve officer that's not listed in minutes except for Trey?
No, that is the only one we found, correct?
Yeah, when we went out and list, we got
this was
once a year. And he's saying that Clay was not on there, but I didn't know who the guy was. But I looked back on the minutes, didn't see it, and I suggested him to know because
I don't know how they did it, you know, in 95.
They just don't have them listed.
Okay, I just didn't want us to have another one.
But police department turns in a list of all the reserves to you, and that's how you came to that conclusion?
We, every so often, Debbie and I go over what reserves may have left or employees have left, and we double-check each other on our insurances to who may be driving the vehicle.
Yeah.
And he's one that came up.
Let me just ask another question. When does your insurance come up for the building every year?
September. But we do it once a year now. But if he hires someone reserve or whoever, they are automatically on the insurance until it comes back up for renewal.
Right. My point was, sometime during the summer of every year, it would be a good idea for you to come on the record here and ask the council to, you know, reapprove. That way you'd have all of them in the minutes and you wouldn't have that issue. All your current ones on the reserves, you follow me? Just put yourself on your calendar and do that. That way there's no issue about the insurance.
Right.
Okay, there's been a recommendation.
I'd like to make a motion that Clay Treyberg be named a reserve officer.
Move, Mr. Hebert. Second, Mr. Andre. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Okay, governmental affairs.
One item.
Oh.
Nothing we got to vote on.
Well, that, I don't see any items on the agenda.
Well, just like that thing you talked about with this road wasn't listed on the agenda. We're going to talk about this too.
But I didn't ask any authorization by council.
Government, the community advisory board that deals with the commodities and the rental assistance on the parish, I'm on it. Fish did his term. Can't serve any longer. He termed out. I just need a name to turn into them as a backup. Everybody on the board has to have a backup. So Fish can't do it, so obviously
you two name, one of the, you name one, me, I'll
there you go. It. Thank you. That's all I needed. We can move on.
No. Well, he's vote, I guess. I guess you didn't volunteer. I don't know.
He didn't volunteer.
I don't know.
Kind of lawyer a little bit when he came in.
So he had a call from the lawyer whether this is legal.
Is this an alternate board member? Is
yeah. That what yeah. For?
You have yeah. Substitute in case the
yeah.
Name.
I mean, this is an important
well,
function.
That would seem to me that would be a function of that board as to whether they, you know, want to recognize the alternate.
Oh man.
So.
Let him off too easy there. All right. So you can.
I'll put.
We need to vote on.
Do you appoint that person, or do we? Did we vote?
I don't know.
If you vote on it, you need to amend the agenda.
Exactly.
That's right. We can't
unanimously.
That's right.
We're going to Landis interested. I make a motion we amend the agenda to vote on Landis as being my backup.
All right.
Second.
All right. Motion and second.
Need a roll call.
Need further discussion. Need a roll call. Vote has to be unanimous.
Councilmember Bourgeois, absent.
Oh, wait a minute. It came to
you now. Yeah. Members present.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. You need a call.
All right. Councilmember Hebert.
Yes.
Councilmember Kershaw.
Yes.
Councilmember
Olin.
Yes.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Is this subject to veto by putting on the agenda?
Veto.
Mayor can't veto.
No, babe.
I never vetoed anything. I didn't even know it was slight.
What if I get myself?
I make a motion that freaks out.
You got a motion on the floor. Yeah.
No, it's finished.
Yeah,
okay.
But that's just added to the agenda.
Yes, that's right.
I'll make a motion now that we add Mr. Landis as the member elect or substitute member for the
alternate.
Alternate member.
And I'll second that.
Wait, you've got to get the name of the board absolutely correct, though.
West Virginia right. Parish Community Action Board.
There you go.
All right.
Well, I don't think that's it.
Dollar?
That's yeah. It.
Let's move on.
I'll second the motion.
All right. Motion is second. All the favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Aye. Okay. All right. Consideration of vetoed ordinances. There are none. Hearing and final action on ordinances are done. Introduction of ordinances. Would somebody introduce them?
I'll introduce.
All right. Here's Mr. Kershaw. Resolutions and accommodations. There are none. Farm reports. Fire department. Chief.
Calls for the month of September. First aid calls. Inside the town, we had 8. Outside, we had 12. Fires inside the town, we had 1 on Gleason Street. Outside the town, we had 2. Grass fires, we had 1. Gas leaks, we had 2. Trash fires, we had 3. Motor vehicle crashes, we had 5. Total for the month, 34. Total for the year, 247.
All right, any questions or comments? The fire department. Thank you. All right, police department. Chief.
The month of September, we had 7 wrecks, 14 vehicle owner arrests, 3 damaged properties, 6 thefts. One was a stolen wallet at the high school. Had a generator, a tree saw, and a lawnmower taken off a live oak. Car radio and some aluminum cans. 2 burglaries, 1 of a home, I think it's a former employee, stole TVs and electronics, and 1 attempted burglary. 7 alarm calls, 2 which were houses, 5 businesses, 27 assisting other agencies, 13 at us, and 14 of them were through West Baton Rouge.
six juvenile matters consisting of some fights at the middle school, one fight at the football game, money taken from a teacher out of a teacher's purse, a fight at the high school, and unruly kid on the school bus. 33 miscellaneous calls consisting of a lost and found wallet, one unwanted person, three suspicious person calls, two noise complaints, complaint for burning, somebody was burning some wire behind the levee, three vehicle unlocks, open door to high school, three loud music complaints, a welfare check, and some crowd control at McDonald's. 113 calls for the month. They wrote 140 citations for a total of 182 violations on the citation.
Very good. And I might add, this last month is the smallest number of bench warrants I've ever signed since I've been in this job.
Yes,
and I think we're just something making a difference.
Well, AMS has been doing a good job, Ms. Gale. In the past couple of weeks, we've got the thin stream application we paid for up and running. Ms. Gale's been inputting one by one, each one of these bench warrants. There's quite a few thousand of them, but some of them are going in, and I think that's going to really pick up because we play with it. Go back and run the driver's license after it pops up the one from Brewer, and they'll call us, and we pretty much will give them away in the state.
Jamie, if I could, can you give us a little bit of an update on the SOR officer at the middle school?
Yeah, the Travis.
I'd like to know how that works. Is it working okay?
Travis is doing a great job at the middle school. You know, a few little fights and stuff we've had over there, he was able to take care of. His home visits that he's been doing so far has resulted in 10 children being, 19 total, being dismissed from the school system who did not belong here, allegedly. 10 of them were forced out. Between 9 and 8, I want to say, left the system voluntarily after the home visits and started getting checked into. So pretty much 18 to 20 students shorter in our West Baton Rouge Parish School District right now with the home visits he's doing. Now, this is a combination of Brewer schools, Port Allen schools, all over. And he does visits a couple times a week, pretty much.
Cool.
And I think the school board at their next meeting is going to have a little update with the amount of visits he's done and what it's resulted in also. So it's made good progress. With that, I know a lot of teachers are happy. You know, happy with him at the middle school and happy to see him the schools kind of shrink down a little bit. And of course, I sent y'all an email. Man, I've been having some very intense meetings at elementary school back here about traffic control, but I think we almost had it.
Y'all building over the
pass?
Y'all building over the pass?
Any other questions or comments? Okay.
Thank you, Jamie.
All right. Next is correspondence. Got a nice letter from the Census Bureau thanking us for the help that we gave them in the census, and they also sent us this beautiful plaque. The census people, besides us letting them use this room here to do training and have any kind of meeting they wanted, I volunteered, and they actually took me up on it when they were at the last stages of the census coming in their office, and either me or Ms. Bourgeois or somebody else being able to tell them who actually did or didn't live at a place. And we did some research for them for some of the apartments here in town, how many occupants there were, and when they got in trouble. Unless you've been under a rock lately, I'm very, very interested in us getting the proper count. And so we got two thank yous from them. Even though relay was held last May, we got a thank you card from the American Cancer Society for our support of relay, town of Brewer. It's time again for you to take out your papers and pencils and take some notes. Take out your pencils.
Yeah.
Cox has sent us some notifications.
HD.
Certified mail to send to us to let us know. I'll just go with importance. The Natural Geo Wild Channel has been moved to this channel 260.
That is a good channel. National Geographic.
Fox Sports on Espanol has been moved to channel 292.
Don't not write this down. I'm an idiot.
I got those missing.
Yes.
292 or 6.
The Speed Channel has been moved to channel 106. Okay?
Is that correlation of people taking?
No, that's when people, this is like a, you know, like a free the drug dealers channel. You know? They teach you how to take it, how to make it.
They show horse racing on that channel.
No, they don't. And on-demand direct-tune channels have been moved to channels 1,000 through 1,999. No, from 1,001 to 1,999 to channels 2,000 to 2,999. So don't miss your on-demand direct-tune channels, okay? Yeah, and you think I'm doing the public service.
Can we start getting copies of those letters?
Yeah, I'll make sure you do. I'll put you on the mailing list. No. The certified mail. So you go pick it up at the court that day. Yeah, in the newsletter. Yeah, we're going to put Espanol in. All right, mayor's reports. After much discussion, the area at the corner of Main Street and the highway on the west side of the highway, that corner where everybody puts a political sign, they've come in there and done some work and have spread a bunch of rocks and made some ruts in there. And the owner of the property was, you know, the owner next door was voluntarily cutting the grass, but he couldn't do it. So they came out and they fixed it. So I was real proud of the railroad. I know Mr. Carroll was proud of you, boys.
Railroad?
Yeah.
In
railroad,
less than 6 months?
Well, it's pretty much 6 months. It was less than 6 months.
All right.
Yeah, if you had the committee meetings last week, I talked about the aerators. Tom put together a letter. We mailed a letter. The guy who owns the company called me Friday, and he told me that he will get them right for sure, or he will return our money, no doubt about it. He said the only way, when we're satisfied, then, but he just wants me to give him one more chance. He insists that it's the pontoons, and he's going to get it. He's going to completely redesign and redone, and he's going to come out here and do them and all that. So I told him, hey, you know, I just want to get on record that we want our money back or we want them to work. And so he understands that. If you were here last week, we were saying that we had repaired the base of the six columns right at the door out there in the front. Well, guess what happened this weekend? Our cleaning guy backed into the column and busted it. But he's going to pay for it. So he busted the column right to smithereens about a foot above, a foot and a half above where we repaired it. So, whatever. Also said last week, we finished installing the generator on Live Oak, which means that we have every station has a generator except one. And we got a portable generator for that one, so we're in good shape. Jamie mentioned the Brule Elementary traffic. He and I went out one morning, and bottom line is they just can't get the parents to participate, but I haven't followed up this week. I will. With the audit, I thank Don for, you know, for what he does, and it's all true. But I got to tell you a story. Debbie, how long have you been town clerk?
7 years.
The first year that we did an audit, Debbie almost had a nervous breakdown. The second year, she had only a semi-nervous breakdown. The third year, she kind of got into it. The fourth, the fifth. Well, this year, she told Don that she wanted to do an audit, and he said, okay, and something happened, and he had to delay it, so she chewed his butt out like she does mine all the time. So she's really got her confidence now. But be that as it may, I'd like to say that, you know, congratulate her and especially all the staff, because these are the people that on a day-to-day basis keep us out of trouble. They do things the right way, and they need to be recognized for that. So because we get clean audits because of the setup we have here and our employees. So, and I know Mike and him, you know, the same. They had, yep, some of you weren't here, but we had another exit for the fire department. It was just as good. So congratulations to Debbie and everybody that was here.
He did tell Debbie and I also that auction type stuff like we had, we can use eBay and stuff now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As an avenue.
I thought I heard that law had passed.
Once the council sets a minimum price, you can put it on eBay for that minimum.
I know the state legislature is moving in that direction. Okay, remarks of personal privilege. Anybody?
What was the outcome of your call to the owners on that, with all that brush on Live Oak and Lebeau?
Well, it took quite a while to figure out who owns the property, and I haven't talked to the owners because they don't have a phone.
Main Street?
Yeah, the Lemoines.
I can pass that word on.
Well, we need.
What's the?
Actually, huh?
That's Travis Lemoine.
Travis, when I said, yeah, it took me a while to figure out that, but, you know how to get hold of them?
Mm-hmm. 413-1275.
I've been on West Valley Parish maps all last week trying to figure out how to get.
Do you have your pen?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Travis.
It's recorded.
Is somebody living in the house?
That's a rent house.
Is somebody living in it though?
The truck hadn't moved on.
Pretty sure somebody was.
No one comes and goes at all.
413 what?
1275. And his work number is 749-3943. Works right there at Brewer Record.
Well, that's his.
That's his mom. Parents.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know he worked there. I didn't know why. All I knew is what I read on the West Baton Parish map. He lives on the Emily. So I looked up his neighbors, and Whip was his cross street neighbor. So I asked Whip, and Whip didn't know his number. So I'm going to wait and go see Cheryl about it. Okay, well, I can call him then. Good.
What about your pumps? You ever find out about
the pumps to pump water across the street?
No, I'm talking about. Are you talking about the sewer pumps?
No, nothing since last week. No, okay.
We said Dow Chemical, somebody.
Yeah, no, there's a guy Dow. He's doing a whole lot of research. He'd get the engineers at Dow to help us figure out. He's got a bunch of numbers, and he just wants to make sure that they're right. That his assumptions or his hypothesis is right before we actually do anything. But actually, the pumps are running good now. But you know, we still want to get it right, because if his theory is right, they'll run good for a while. They'll start cavitating a little bit. They'll rattle a little bit, and then it'll shake the check valves loose. And they should run all the time without any problem. Those are too simple to be that complicated. But he's still working on it, and I think we're headed in the right direction. At least I hope so.
Tell you 413 or 445?
413.
445.
Anybody else? Remarks of personal privilege?
Let me ask you a question. If you clean up that mess with the asphalt, can I send them a bill? Because I cleaned
you
up
can
front
send
of
them a bill, yes. You can send them a bill. You don't get paid, but you can send them a bill.
I had a
citizen when we were walking down and chewed us out about that. He had to clean the rocks up in his driveway.
I didn't mind doing it.
No, I know. He did.
No, it wasn't me. I cleaned mine.
Getting back to Travis Lemoine's property, you, I don't know if you were here or not, but you know the problem is that it looks like Allied Waste is not going to pick it up.
No, I didn't know. I assumed y'all were talking about tree limbs. I've seen them there. We actually, when the people
right.
cut them, we
well,
got them stacking
the,
woes.
All the equipment last month went by, and they were undoubtedly they refused to pick it up.
Okay.
So that's the problem.
Yeah.
Plus, right now, you know, if you're coming down West Main, like you said, you can't see the turn.
It was a lot worse.
Yeah.
And that's why he was asking if anybody lives there, because if nobody lives there, Allied, you know, has a right to say I'm not picking anything.
He rents it. I know he.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying.
If no one that comes,
if nobody's paying whatever it is, they ain't pick
sewer,
it up.
Sewer.
Nobody's paying it. They're not gonna pick up anything. You know, at all, regardless. So that's why I want to get a hold of him and tell him that, and ask him what the deal is. You know, what's going on with that. Okay. Anybody else? All right, we have some announcements. Landmark and Heritage meeting on October 18th at 6:30. Veterans Day ceremony on the 11th at noon. Also, the Port Allen Vest Parade is on the 7th at 1:30. We didn't get it on the thing, but I noticed it today when I was making this right up. Anybody motion to adjourn?
Move.
Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Olin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Aye. Ayes have it.